K97.5, the Triangle's only station for hip-hop and R&B, hanging out with Brian Dawson. I got somebody very special on the line right now. Who's inside the B-spot?
This is Charlie Baltimore.
Listen, trying to sound all modest. The one, the only, Miss Charlie Baltimore. What's up, girl?
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Let's go straight to work. The mixtape is so crazy. I downloaded it last week. I got it in my car. Hard to Kill. Tell everybody about this mixtape.
Oh, man. Well, it was initially started out like a mixtape, but it kind of plays like an album. And, you know, it's getting great feedback. It came out last Tuesday. We just had our B&B video that Trick directed, featuring myself and Trick added to MTV Jam. So we're really excited. You know, for us to be a new label, we're really getting a lot of things done.
Shout out to my girl, Charlie Baltimore, showing love to NC. You came through last week and hung out
sure
at Stern Nightclub. We appreciate that. So
in
North
the
Carolina,
rain.
That's right. In the rain. We did it big. In the rain.
Yep, you did. It was packed.
North Carolina, stand up and support. Now, real quick, Charlie Baltimore, you've been in the game for a minute. You've been doing your thing. You're looking good, I should add. Let's talk about you musically. What kind of place are you in right now? How you feeling about your music?
Oh, I'm in a great place right now musically. I mean, it's just the whole move, you know, the whole Midwest connection with the East Coast has just been great for me. So it definitely reflects in my music. You know, I definitely tried to give people a little bit of variety on the mixtape to see, you know, I could combine the East Coast with the Midwest. And, you know, I got tracks from West Coast people as well on the mixtape and just showing that, you know, I'm really versatile when it comes to this music.
The one and only Charlie Baltimore is on the line right now. So real quick, for some of my younger listeners, talk about how you, you know, first came into the game, how you got signed. You know, give them a brief rundown of some of your history real quick.
Well, I knew the Notorious B.I.G., and initially we were supposed to make a group called The Commission, you know, a while ago. But obviously, due to his death, we weren't able to, you know, see that come to light. So my first label deal was with his partner, Lance Rivera at Entertainment, and then from there I went to Murder, Inc. And then from there I kind of just, you know, fell back a little and did a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. And, you know, now I'm in a great place because I've learned so much. So I just took all the knowledge and experience I had and decided that, you know, my own label would be the best outlet for me to come out on, as well as help, you know, by me being an artist for so long, I definitely can help my artists, you know, just with the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on, and hopefully they get a little better push, you know what I mean, because I can approach it from a mentor standpoint, you know, because I've been through it. So.
Right. Now, two more questions. Female MCs, of course, always been vital to the hip-hop game. It's always a touchy subject. Talk a little bit about that movement, man. How you feel about seeing some females shine right now? You know, how does it make you feel?
Oh, I mean, I think that, you know, the movement is definitely coming back in full force, you know. And females are always going to be the, you know, it's a male-dominated industry, so females are always going to kind of be the underdog. But there's so many dope females out now. We have one on our label, as well as myself, named L Streets out of Chicago. And I just get so inspired by hearing newer upcoming females, I mean, as well as the ones that are already in the game.
Okay, last question. How did you and Trick hook up, man? That's a power couple combination right there. I'm feeling it. Detroit's finest. How did y'all link up, man? And I'm telling you, he's sounding good on that mixtape, too.
He sure is. Oh, and he executive produced the whole thing. Well, we have a mutual friend, and, you know, I met his friend first, and his friend told me that him and Trick were, you know, they did the music thing a while back. And initially, you know, that really wasn't, his friend wasn't really looking to get back in the music game. But by the time me and Trick started really kind of like vibing and really getting to know each other better, we realized that we have so much in common musically. His friend decided to, you know, reinstate the label, change the name. And so, you know, we all partnered up and that's where we are today. But Trick is awesome musically. So it wasn't like a hard... It wasn't a hard thing to connect on. You know, we had so many of the same tastes, and we just feel like musically with our artists and with the label, we're not looking to change anyone's, you know, particular style. We're just looking to enhance it. And I feel a lot of major labels, you know, they try to make artists out to be something that they want as opposed to what the artist already is. So we're just looking to change the whole game, you know, and that's what we're doing right now.
Twitter,
full throttle.
Twitter, Instagram, social network stacks. How can your fans keep up with you?
Twitter and Instagram is at Charlie Baltimore, all one word, and there's no E on the Charlie, and Facebook as well. And Trick is at Trick DS. Both. Instagram and Twitter.
No question. I got a lot of love for you. You're making your rounds. You're hustling. Keep doing your thing. The music is superb. You're looking good. And
thanks for having us the other night.
That's what I'm talking about. And listen, let me tell everybody, go to the website and see the pictures, okay? She was in the building holding it down, her and Trick, man, and you gave us a lot of love, so we're going to make sure NC stands up for you, all right?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
The one, the only, Miss Charlie Baltimore, and promise you coming back again when you hit this platinum status so you can do a real big, big party for us here, all right?
I sure will.